T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Jada Cameron, John Ritchie. Seltzer's going to enjoy playing the music today. Going to hear some good stuff, 94 WIP. Hey, life advice with the hammer coming up in about 5 minutes or so. Let's go to the phones right now, 215-592-9494. The Eagles, do you agree with my contention that Howie has had an outstanding offseason so far? I know they're in a hole. They're still in a hole. But they're trying to dig their way out of it a bit, and I think with some of the value of the trades, they've done a good job. He has done a good job thus far. Also, the Phils react to what we've seen. We'll get to the Aaron Nola start in a moment. Let's go to Christopher in Reading. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good, doing well, Chris.
Hey, Christopher, do me a favor. Hop off that. Whoa. We got to get him off the speakerphone, and then we can commence with our conversation. Christopher, get off that speakerphone, man. Dan in Philadelphia. Dan, you're on WIP.
Gentlemen, how are we today?
Doing well, Dan.
Yo, I find it so ridiculous that you give Howie Roseman credit for attempting, not actually doing, but attempting to get out of such a mess that he made. Like, it's his mess. If he walked in this year as the general manager and did this, then yeah, I would say, you know, he probably made some good moves, but this is all his doing over the past 3 years. And
do you think he got good value for Carson Wentz?
His value was our number one pick. We picked him with our number one pick.
Yeah, you're doing what I knew some people would do. You're falling into the trap of, I hated his 3 years, so I'm going to judge his last 3 months on the basis of his 3 years. I think that's ridiculous.
But these last 3 months are a result of his past 3 years.
I understand that, but he's trying to use a, what is it, Kitty City term? Turn that frown upside down. I think he's actually doing a pretty good job of getting value in the process of trying to clean up the mess. They got a long way to go, but for 3 months, I think he's done a good job. I mean, go ahead.
And now, less than a year after drafting Jalen Hurts with the second-round pick, which most people agree was too high for the guy, here he is doubting whether or not he's even a starting quarterback.
Well, I mean, I still think it was Lurie's. I mean, it was Lurie's pick.
Whoever it was, it's just this whole. It's them two together. They're a pair.
Right.
No matter how you flip it, and all he did this year with the salary was what he did 3 years ago, 2 years ago. He just moved it to 2 years from now, and.
Right.
2 years from now, I'll be still here. You're going to say, well,
we're going to have
a
problem.
I extended the veterans. And
yeah.
All right, Dan, give me a memorable TV moment.
It's not the happiest moment. What about the Challenger?
Oh, yeah. That's not the happiest moment. Yep. Christopher in Reading. Chris here on WIP.
I'm off speaker.
Hi, Chris.
If you'll indulge me with a couple of ramblings, the first one being, I don't know why, but I find myself agreeing with Joe with, like, 80% of everything he says. Like,
well, we just got to clean up that other 20% of your brain. But you're on a good start.
You're right about that food. I do have to have all the same thing at the same time at the end of the meal too.
Yep.
So
yep.
That's what made me think of it. But
you got to land the plane at the end of the day. You got to land the plane with a little bit of everything.
Now I say that about agreeing with Joe because the next thing isn't going to paint me in a good light either. I consider myself probably more of a amateur fan than a pro fan. I'm more like a fair weather fan.
Okay.
And I say that because with the Phillies doing what they're doing, they got my interest for the whole season.
Nice.
Now, because they do themselves a favor starting well like they have. So they'll pull in people like me and they'll actually have more revenue, more attention, and I'll pass it along and people like me will pass it along. So I'm glad they got a good start.
Well, that's what a 5-1 start does to a fan base. It extends the reach, you know, you're beyond just a hardcore fan and you start getting to the, you know, outer edges of fandom.
Like
it's good. Christopher, give me a memorable TV moment.
Funny thing is he just took mine, the Challenger, but I'm going to go with opening up Geraldo Rivera opening up the vault.
Yeah, Al Capone's vault.
What did he say?
Al Capone's vault. Remember the Geraldo Rivera thing? That's a good answer.
I remember that, and I remember Geraldo getting punched on TV. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Broken nose, right?
Yes. Looked painful.
It did look painful. All right, John, Aaron Nola yesterday. The Phils get the win, but he definitely struggled. Now, ERA-wise, he comes out of it fine because he only gives up a run in four innings. But obviously, that was not what you'd call a good start. The ace only went four innings. He got in a lot of trouble. He, you know, danced out of almost all of it.
Mm-hmm.
What did you make of what we saw from Nola and what it means moving forward?
I appreciate the effort, the commitment to giving us his best when he wasn't his best.
Right.
You know, he and JT talked about it after the game. You know, he wasn't as on as you would have hoped, but he still battled. And the bottom line was, you know, one run, I can live with that. But still, four innings is not at all what you'd expect from your ace. And it's cause for, you know, some growing concern. I expect that when it gets hot and humid, he'll be his best because that's the way it works every year. You know, right now, early in the season, we all know that the guy from LSU likes it when it's hot and humid. He gets a better grip that suits him to, you know, really rip that thing and get some more bite on his pitches. Right now, he's not where I would have expected, which is saying something, because I didn't expect him to start like gangbusters. He's below what he normally would be at this point of the year. Now, I guess it was 2019 he had a slow start also. I think it was
2019.
It's just Aaron Nola. This goes back to, you know, something that we talked about a couple days back. Yeah, Aaron Nola, if you're thinking that he's an ace of aces, you're barking up the wrong tree. I'm trying to come to grips with this idea that he's the best we have and it's not as good as what other people have.
Well, I'll tell you this.
But other parts of our team can make up the difference.
Yeah, no, he's a very, very good pitcher. The question is he a truly great pitcher? And I think that is debatable. I mean, the reality is I would contend that who the Phillies' best starting pitcher is actually to be determined. I mean, you know, is it possible that Zach Wheeler, you know, sort of passes Aaron Nola at some point this year? Sure it's possible. I mean, it's entirely possible. I remember '93 when the Phils made the playoffs in '93, and of course had the great start. You know, 3-0, 8-1, 45-17. They win 97 games. I mean, Terry Mulholland was the number one pitcher coming into the season, and then you're going to have Tommy Green. You're going to have Curt Schilling. I don't quite know how 2 and 3 stacked up. I don't really remember, but I know this: by the time the playoffs came, and remember, Terry Mulholland I think started the All Star game. James, didn't Mulholland start the All Star game in '93?
Yes.
So think about it this way. Mulholland in July of 93 starts the All-Star game. Well, when the playoffs rolled around in October, who did Jim Fregosi give the ball to for game one of the playoffs versus the Atlanta Braves and game one of the World Series?
Kurt.
Or not World Series, but anyway, Schilling for game one of the NLCS is my point. And I think Schilling, I can't even remember the World Series right now, but point is Schilling became the guy by the second half of the year. So who the Phillies' best pitcher is now, who's the true ace? Who becomes the ace? You know, to be determined. And I think it's exciting that Zach Wheeler has put himself in that conversation. Look, he's a $100 million guy. He better be in the conversation.
But I don't expect Zach Wheeler to look as dominant as he looked in his first start.
His arm was on fire.
I expect
he'll
Aaron
win
Nola.
Cy Young going away if he does that.
He'll go to the Hall of Fame if he does that.
And I expect Aaron Nola to look better than he has in his first two starts. Yeah. I just hope that they can maintain a high level of performance, which Aaron has not done the last two seasons when the games are going. I think this year the games are really going to matter late in the season.
I agree.
What are we going to get from Aaron then?
Yep. All right, to Steve in Williamstown. Steve, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Doing great, Steve.
So I called the other day and basically I made a comment that I hadn't seen Vince Velasquez pitch for the team yet. And then unfortunately that night he kind of did.
Yeah, he kind of did.
I think he pitched for the other team, but that's a whole nother matter.
Do Do you think that he throws another meaningful ball for the team aside from like mop up duty in the for the foreseeable future?
I do. And the reason is because they will give him a few more chances, and I think he's got a longer leash than you think because he can start if they're in a pinch. And look, I'd love for them to get rid of him right away. I mean, I just would. I just don't think it's going to happen, Steve. You know what it reminds me of? A little bit of Willie Green. Remember how many years Willie Green was the shooting guard of the Sixers? It was like 5 years. And we're all like, why can't they get someone other than Willie Green? Well, they didn't believe they had someone to be better than Willie Green. You gotta have someone to replace the guy. So I think Vince Velasquez will get meaningful action again, and I look forward to the day that's no longer the case.
All right, so as far as the memorable TV moment,
yep.
I know something that had me riveted. I'm going to have to say the white Bronco, the O.J. chase.
Oh, yeah. Huge, mm-hmm. huge
I almost
answer.
Said it at the top. It's a great answer.
Huge answer. James, you buy the Willie Green, Vince Velasquez comparison?
Sure, I get it. Yeah, I mean, it's a little different, obviously, different sports and all that. It's hard to make a straight comparison. But I think your point that you made before is the most important, that right now on this team, Vincent Velasquez is the sixth starter, essentially. He's the guy who's going to fill in if someone gets hurt, if they have a doubleheader, all that stuff. Like, Velasquez is going to pitch, and that's why he's on the team.
Yep, that's it. I look forward to that no longer being the case, but that's what it is right now. All right, let's do what we do. By the way, Howard Eskin with us in 20 minutes, Thursdays with the King. Right now, as we do every Thursday at this time, a little life advice with the Hammer. My first piece of advice today is don't listen to John when he says U2 isn't the biggest band of the last 35 years.
I can't believe Kaplan seconded your belief on this.
He was right on that.
No, he's wrong.
Why would he do that?
Because he's wrong. It's okay. He can be wrong.
This has turned into one of those things. I'm right, you're wrong. No, I'm right, you're wrong. It's going to be one of those.
Well, it is an opinion. So.
Yeah, but I mean, we're very entrenched. All right, let's get to life advice, James. I come in here very happy on Thursdays because I know I get the chance to help someone out in the Delaware Valley. James, tell me the scenario. Who am I helping out today?
All right, well, this should be wheelhouse for you, you would think, considering your past work history, the world you've been a part of, and all that. All right.
Is that the financial world?
Yeah. Okay. That Morning Dip tweeting in, one of our great Times Heroes callers, tweeting in, I actually need real life advice. This is not a joke. I'm about to invest in the stock market for the first time in my life, and I'm a little nervous about it. But I'm getting to an age where I need to start making investments in life. Any advice on investing in the stock market or something else to trying to grow my portfolio?
Well, good God. I mean, why do I got to answer that question? Now I'm going to be
to finance.
Listen, all right, let's just break it down. Let's get to the first point before even this guy's point. The first point is, if you have the opportunity to save money, save money. That's the number one thing. Whether you invest or not, I mean, the first thing, and obviously you should if you can, but the number one thing is, if you can save money, and not everybody can, I'm very cognizant of that, but if you do have the ability to save some money, then certainly try to save some money. The second thing is, you have to figure out, are you saving it for the long term or more of a short term? So and I'm going a little off the stock market thing here, but you do need to make a determination. Are you going to be buying a house in the next 2 to 3 years? Or the money that you're talking about here, is this something you're socking away for retirement, depending on how old you are and how long you work? Is this money you're not looking to touch for the next 40 years? So you got to really examine that aspect. What are your needs over the horizon, and how are you allocating those funds? The third thing I would say, if you're really, of course, if you have the opportunity to invest in a 401k, do that. That's good stuff. And then the next thing I'd say really is, talk to an expert. Don't talk to me. I'm serious. I'm an expert on life advice with the Hammer, but I am not an expert on the market. So I would recommend, here's my recommendation. If you really are starting totally from scratch on what to do with the money, talk to people that you know personally to find out who they trust that they have as the financial advisor. Get their wisdom to point you in the direction of who you should talk to. It's not me. It's a true financial advisor. Talk to that person, and away you go. That is life advice on a Thursday morning. Not bad, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, you passed the buck. You said talk to someone who knows what they're talking about.
I did.
But that is smart advice.
I mean, yeah, otherwise.
Well, you need to know whether you're willing to go high risk, medium risk.
You do.
Or low risk.
You do.
Depending on what you have to put out there.
If and you're, how old
and,
you are.
And what you're willing to lose.
Yeah, exactly.
And, trust someone. When you're young and you're just starting, you might be more willing to go with some high risk stuff that could net you, like a up to a 30% type return, but know that you could very well lose your shirt as well.
Yep.
If you, no matter what you do, you know, turn it over to the expert and try not to drive yourself crazy looking at it every day, because you will drive yourself crazy. Once you get more established later in life, you're probably going to want to go lower risk. Now's the time to take some chances, I would think. But I think your point is a good one. Let the experts do it.
Exactly. There you go. Life advice on this Thursday morning.
Shockingly helpful today.
I give myself a round of applause. You guys have no idea how happy I am when I actually feel like I actually nailed one. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Ed right now. What's up, Ed?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, Ed.
Fantastic, Ed.
Great show as usual. Just want to talk a little bit about the Phillies. Just an observation.
Yes.
In my opinion, and you just recently mentioned the 93 Phillies. Phils.
Yep.
This is like the most comparable team I've seen since the 93 Phillies, which were my favorite. And I'm probably older than you guys. I remember, you know, Sonny Jurgensen being traded for Norm Seed.
You are older than us then.
Oh, yeah.
Good work.
Much older. But this Phillies team, it reminds me so much of the 93 Phillies without the characters. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to preface that.
So what's the comparison? What strikes as similar?
Well, like the camaraderie in the dugout, and I see them jumping around. I live in Florida, but, you know, I follow my Philly teams. And I'm a season ticket holder to the Eagles still since 1977, so... I'm a lifelong Philadelphia kid. But I see this team comparable as far as the camaraderie in the dugout and the enthusiasm in the dugout.
Yeah, they do have that. I'll tell you what, you see teams in sports, any stage of sports, grade school, high school, college, pro, you see teams that have an active bench or dugout, and you see teams that are dead on the dugout. I mean, you really do.
They
definitely do seem to have enthusiasm. Now, it's easy to have, you know, pretty solid amount of enthusiasm when A, it's the first week of the season, and B, you're off to a good start. I mean, you're going to be into it, you know. So you gotta find that balance when you're struggling a bit. But you know, it helps. You know, it's nice when you get teammates.
They improved their bullpen. You know, the bullpen
yeah,
by
for sure.
far, right?
Yep.
And you know, I remember the 92 Phillies, they were the worst. And in 93, they were the first.
Yep.
And they had that enthusiasm.
I got you. Again, I like it. Ed, all right, Ed, give me a memorable TV moment.
Well, I want to tell you the one that's personal, and, you know, not looking for a winner, but with when the last helicopter left Vietnam.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. Vietnam, the end of the war. Ed, appreciate the phone call there, man. Let's go to Jared in Hatfield. Jared, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How you doing today?
Doing well, Jared.
Long-time listener, first-time caller here.
Thanks.
I wanted to cycle back to the Jalen Hurts thing. I think I had some valuable insight in that. I think it's pretty clear to everybody who's been following the Eagles this past year that we are falling apart all over the board. And the fact that we have a quarterback that potentially has a little bit more to show us. I think that we could give him more of a chance rather than trying to spend an arm, a leg, and pull in somebody who might be a little bit better in their you know, abilities at this point, but doesn't still have the infrastructure around them to succeed anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people have made that point. I don't really buy it, Jared. I really don't.
Why not?
Well, did the Eagles have the infrastructure when they acquired Donovan in 99? No, they stunk. But they said, here, kid, here's the ball. I mean, after eight games, and go in there and do your best, and we're going to build it. We're going to build it up as we move forward. I mean,
right. So that seems to me exactly the situation that we're in right now. He was a young kid, just like Jalen Hurts is a young kid, and not going to, you know, spend an arm and a leg to pull in an old vet that's going to be coming into a system without infrastructure.
No,
anyway.
I get you on that,
Jared.
Yeah.
You know, normally the point is teams identify their guy and they go get them, and then they build around them. It's not this willy-nilly whatever we've done, which is identify a guy and then decide he's not the guy and then replace him with a guy before he even needs replaced by drafting Jalen Hurts in the second round and then saying that guy you drafted in the second round might not be the guy. Like, that's broken. Like, the way that they've done this is so broken, and it differs so greatly from what has been established to work in the NFL.
I agree with Jared. I totally agree with what John said, but I do think there's I don't know if it's a caveat, but just a huge point that has to be said. They did not expect a year ago Carson Wentz wasn't going to be the starting quarterback in 2021.
That's true.
I mean, Carson was totally designed to be the – it's shocking that he's not the quarterback. So the reason they're in this spot is because the quarterback fell apart.
Right. But now it seems that they're just trying to grasp at straws and look at anything they can do except, you know, as John's been saying here, to put our head down and focus on rebuilding this year and developing young talent rather than trying to just pull in.
But what
gives you, Jared,
they're
never going to find out what they've got with Jalen Hurts if they don't commit.
All right, but Jared.
And if you commit, if you commit to Jalen Hurts, what's the worst that can happen? You're terrible this year. Like, I expect them to be a bad team anyway.
Yeah.
I want them to commit to Jalen Hurts, and so then they'll know for sure what they have when they have all these draft picks next year and draft capital, and they have more money that they can spend.
All right, but Jared, I'll say this. But I sense you're maybe not into the Russell Wilson thing. He's older. That's fine. First off, we really don't know that they're hot on Russell Wilson. To the extent that they probably were on Deshaun Watson, and that's what Adam Kaplan seemed to allude to prior to the situation spiraling out of control with Watson, the guy's 25. If they were interested in Zach Wilson, I'd have to look it up. He's probably 22. I mean, you know, we're not talking about quarterbacks here that are in their 30s. So,
we're trying to hit a home run on a position that can be difficult to hit a home run on.
Well, do you want
while we have a guy, why don't we focus on something that we can focus on and really build attention to that we can have something to build off of rather than just trying to hit a home run that's a difficult home run to hit?
All right, but I'm just going to say this to you, Jared. Had the Deshaun Watson sexual situation not have arisen, would you have been against trading for him?
It would have cost at what cost, though?
At probably 3 first-round draft picks or more.
So then we're sitting in this same boat 2 years down the road because we weren't able to do anything with what we had.
I mean, you'd have a great quarterback there. Jared, give me what you got, a memorable TV moment.
Tell me Carson wasn't a great quarterback 3 years ago and we were in the same situation.
Well, but he fell apart. I mean, this would be predicated on the likelihood that Deshaun Watson would not fall apart.
You act like him falling apart is all on him, too.
Right.
And
him, or did we just not create that system for him?
Well, yeah.
All right, give me a memorable TV moment.
I'm gonna do Y2K, just all the you know, breath taken out of that moment, like, oh shit, what's gonna happen, kind of thing.
All right, Y2K, Jared, good call. Call us again, man. Appreciate it. I'd say Y2K, Jared's answer right there. Bad answer.
Not really a TV moment.
It's not a memorable. I mean, if you want to say the ball came down and, you know, Dick Clark says, "All right, here's the ball."
That's the way to hone it in.
2000, like the end of the millennium, you could say is a TV moment. Sure.
I mean, it's.
The ball dropping, I expected something to happen.
Oh, and come on.
I expected something to – I mean, the way that was built up, I told you, like, we were in the hotel the night before a game. We were in Kansas City, and the way they made it out, like, we had escape plans.
Oh, man.
I didn't know. Well, no one knew. Yeah, it was – we thought, like, every computer was just going to, like, shut off or something, and we would be back in the Stone Age.
My plan was very simple. At 11:59, I was drunk on a beach in Fairfield, Connecticut, and at 12:01, I was going to be drunk on a beach in Fairfield, Connecticut, no matter what happens.
I was in a field in the Florida Everglades. How about that?
That's good. Wow.
Fish show, baby.
About
I was
that.
Watching that ball drop in that hotel in Kansas City thinking, so what's going to happen? Is my TV going to turn
Sounds
off
like
when
we
this
had
electricity
a lot more fun
shuts
for
off?
That in the millennium.
Poor John.
Richie,
good God. All right, up ahead, we'll talk to the King. Howard Eskin, Thursdays with the King. Also in an hour, 1 o'clock today, Carl Ravitch from ESPN has done a tremendous job for years on baseball. Called the Phillies game. There were two different broadcasts of the game 2 nights ago. There was the local broadcast. There was the national broadcast. Carl Ravitch was on the call of the game. He's a buddy of John's. We'll talk some baseball and get the national perspective on what they think of the Phils at 1 o'clock with Carl Ravitch. We look forward to that. Howard Eskin next as well. Also, your chance to win $1,000. That's next. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.